There's a lane in the heart of the English countryside that only seems to exist when the rain falls. Cobbled and winding, framed by moss-covered stone walls and ancient oaks, it appears like a forgotten path from an old storybook. Villagers know it well, or at least they think they do. Ask them on a bright sunny day and they'll frown, puzzled, as if trying to recall a half-forgotten dream. But when the skies darken and the rain begins to softly patter against rooftops, the memory returns, along with the unmistakable scent of freshly brewed tea carried on the damp breeze. At the end of that rain-soaked lane stands the Rainy Day Tea Shop. It's a small, ivy-covered cottage with rain-speckled windows glowing warmly through the mist. Its weathered sign, shaped like an old teapot, swings gently in the breeze, creaking softly as if beckoning travellers inside. Few can explain how they first found the tea shop. They only remember being drawn there, perhaps while seeking shelter from a sudden downpour, or simply following that irresistible scent of honey, cinnamon, and steeped leaves. The first thing they notice upon entering is the comforting warmth, a perfect contrast to the chilly, rain-soaked world outside. Inside, the shop is quaint and timeless. Wooden beams run across the low ceiling, and the air hums with the gentle crackling of a hearth burning in the corner. Mismatched tables and well-worn armchairs are arranged just so, as if waiting for someone who belongs in each particular seat. Shelves brim with old teapots, faded recipe books, and jars of strange hand-labeled herbs. A glass display case near the counter holds rows of freshly baked scones, crumbly shortbread, and delicate fruit tarts still warm from the oven. And then, of course, there's Evelyn Hathwick. No one quite remembers how long Evelyn has run the tea shop. She's always been there, or perhaps she simply belongs there, like the hearth and the scent of brewing tea. She's tall and elegant, with silver-streaked hair pinned in a loose twist and eyes that seem to hold the memory of every storm that ever passed through the village. She doesn't speak much, but her smile is kind, knowing. Most remarkable, however, is how she seems to know exactly what kind of tea her guests need, whether they realize it or not. A quiet word, a thoughtful glance, and she's already brewing the perfect blend, pouring it into one of the shop's charmingly mismatched teacups. But there's something different about the tea she serves. It's more than just comforting. It's restorative. The rain outside seems connected somehow, softening, easing, as if responding to the emotions of those sipping their tea inside. Sadness and weariness seem to melt away with each warm sip. Loneliness fades like fog lifting from the hills. Even the heaviest hearts can't help but feel just a little lighter by the time they finish their cup. But the rain never fully stops. Not while the guest remains. If they stay long enough, they may notice how the downpour turns to a gentle drizzle, then a fine, shimmering mist. Yet the soft patter against the windows continues as if the tea shop itself is gently urging them to linger, just a little longer, until they're ready to face the world again. It's said that those who find their way to the rainy day tea shop are meant to, whether by chance or by something more mysterious. Some believe the shop only appears when a heart is too heavy to carry its burdens alone. Others say the rain is simply an invitation, a gentle reminder that even the darkest storms pass in time, leaving only memories of warmth, comfort, and the perfect cup of tea. But not everyone is eager to leave. There are whispers, quiet ones, of travellers who never quite found their way back after visiting the shop. Maybe they couldn't bear to return to a world without the shop's warmth, or perhaps the tea tasted too perfect, making reality seem dull by comparison. No one knows for sure what becomes of them, whether they wander forever down rain-soaked lanes searching for the shop again, or if, perhaps, they're still there, behind the counter or tending the hearth, becoming part of the tea shop itself. One thing is certain, no one ever leaves the rainy day tea shop unchanged. And if you ever find yourself lost in the rain, tired and in need of something you can't quite name, follow the scent of tea on the breeze. You just might find yourself standing before that familiar, rain-speckled door, welcomed inside by the warmth of the hearth, and perhaps by Evelyn Hardwick herself, already preparing the perfect cup of tea just for you. Of course, stories about the rainy day tea shop have been told for as long as anyone can remember. Whispers passed down like well-loved folktales. But not every account is lost to rumor and memory. There are some who claim to have experienced its magic firsthand, like the woman who found her way there one stormy afternoon, guided by the rain itself. The rain fell steadily outside, tracing silver streams down the misty windows of the rainy day tea shop. Inside, the fire crackled softly, and the warm scent of freshly steeped tea filled the cozy room. Evelyn Hardwick moved with quiet purpose behind the wooden counter, her hands steady and practiced as she measured leaves, filled teapots, and added just the right touch of honey or a sprig of lavender when needed. She could always tell when someone was about to arrive, not by the sound of footsteps on the cobbled path, but by the shift in the air, the rain changing its rhythm, as though urging a weary soul forward. Today was no different. She glanced toward the door just as the brass bell above it gave a soft chime. A young woman stepped inside, her coat damp from the rain, her face drawn with weariness. She hesitated, as if unsure she was truly welcome, until the warmth of the hearth reached her, and the rich, comforting scent of cinnamon and clove beckoned her further in. "Come in, dear," Evelyn called gently. "You've come at just the right time." The woman offered a shy, tired smile and made her way to a small table near the window. Outside, the rain continued to fall, steady but no longer harsh. Evelyn selected a delicate teapot painted with violets and began to brew a blend meant for healing, a mix of rose petals, chamomile, and something secret, something only she could know. As the woman wrapped her hands around the warm teacup and took her first careful sip, her shoulders seemed to relax, as if releasing a burden she had carried for far too long. She stared out at the rain, now softened to a gentle mist, and let herself breathe for what felt like the first time in ages. The tea shop thrived on such moments. It existed for them, because of them. Every cup poured, every story shared, it all wove together, keeping the magic alive. Some visitors stayed only long enough for a single pot of tea, leaving lighter and more hopeful than when they arrived. But there were others. Evelyn's gaze flickered toward a quiet corner near the hearth. An old man sat there, gazing into the flames, a half-finished cup of Earl Grey resting on the table beside him. He had been coming to the shop for longer than she could remember. Long enough that she wondered if even he recalled the world beyond the rain-soaked lane. He was not trapped, not in the way stories often suggested. No one was ever forced to stay. But some hearts, she had learned, were slow to mend. Or perhaps they simply chose to linger in the warm, timeless embrace of the shop, where the rain never fully stopped. The young woman by the window sighed, contentment softening her tired features. She set down her empty cup, her eyes distant, as though considering whether to order another, or perhaps wondering if she even needed to leave at all. Evelyn approached with a gentle smile. "Another cup?" she asked softly. The woman hesitated, then nodded. "Yes, please. It helps." Evelyn selected a different teapot this time, painted with soft pink blossoms. Something lighter, sweeter, meant for renewal. As she brewed, she could hear the rain outside shifting once again, becoming softer still, though it never vanished completely. The shop would never fully let go until the woman was ready. Over the years, Evelyn had seen many visitors, some passing through after only a brief stay, others lingering far longer. She remembered them all. There had been the widowed farmer who left after a single night, carrying with him the strength to rebuild his life. The lost scholar who spent an entire season writing letters he thought would never be read. Until one day, he received a reply. And of course, there was the painter, quiet, thoughtful, who sat near the window every afternoon, sketching scenes from dreams he could never quite capture. He left behind a single water-stained canvas of the tea shop itself, the rain shimmering like silver threads in the twilight. Evelyn kept it above the mantel, its presence as familiar as the fire's glow. By the time the young woman's second pot of tea was finished, the rain outside had softened to a mere whisper. She rose from her seat, a look of quiet peace settling over her. Evelyn watched as she paused by the door, glancing back with a grateful smile. "Thank you," the woman said softly. "I needed this." Evelyn only nodded, her expression warm but knowing. "The rain brought you here," she said. "It always knows." With that, the woman stepped outside, disappearing down the cobbled lane as the rain gently faded into mist. The Rainy Day Tea Shop grew still once more, waiting, as it always did, for the next weary soul the rain might carry in. For as long as hearts need mending, and as long as rain still falls, the little tea shop at the end of the lane will be there, its windows glowing softly, its hearth crackling warmly, and its teapots ready to brew exactly what's needed, just in time. Thank you for listening. If you enjoyed the story, please consider subscribing to the podcast, leaving a review, and sharing it with someone who loves a good story. It truly helps keep these tales alive. And if you'd like to experience more stories brought to life with immersive visuals, head over to the Night Tales YouTube channel and subscribe. There's a link in the show notes. Your support means the world. I'll be releasing new stories regularly, so stay tuned. See you next time.